Adventures in Temping, Episode 3. 1. Claire. Ingrid, isn't it? Can I have a word, please? 2. Ingrid. Oh, yes, sure. Should I... She starts to get up. 3. Claire. Yes, please. Come into my office. She turns and leaves the room. Ingrid follows her into her office across the corridor. Claire sits down behind a large desk and motions to Ingrid to sit in a chair opposite. 4. Claire. So tell me, do you like temping? 5. Ingrid. Yes, but it depends on the job, really. 6. Claire. What kind of jobs do you like? 7. Ingrid. I like interesting work. Work that challenges me a little bit. I like doing research. I hate data entry. It's boring, mind-numbing stuff. 8. Claire. How about organisation? How do you feel about having a bit of responsibility? 9. Ingrid. Well, yes, I like a challenge, as I said. 10. Claire. Because I am looking for someone to take over Fielding's job when he leaves in a few months. I am looking for someone capable, organised, someone who can hold the fort when I'm not around. 11. Ingrid. I didn't know Fielding was leaving. 12. Claire. Neither does he, yet. Now, I like the look of you, and if I've guessed right, you're sick of temping. You want something more fulfilling, right? 13. Ingrid. Well, yes, but... 14. Claire. Oh, no, don't tell me you're an actress. Not another one. 15. Ingrid. No, I'm a writer. I'm writing a novel. 16. Claire. Well, that's slightly better, I suppose. Anyway, if you are interested, and you're as capable as you look, I may consider you for the job. Play your cards right, keep your nose to the grindstone, and you could be where I am in 10 years. 17. Ingrid. Thank you. I don't know what to say. 18. Claire. Don't say anything, especially to Fielding or to that gossip Emma out there. Pay no attention to her. She's a brainless idiot. So, mum's the word. 19. Ingrid. Yes, of course, Miss Hillman. I won't breathe a word. I promise. 20. Claire. Good. Now, how is that report going? 21. Ingrid. Fine. Another half an hour and it'll be on your desk. I think the web campaign idea is fantastic. By the way... 22. Claire. Thank you. Now you'd better get back to typing up that report. Do you know how to use PowerPoint? 23. Ingrid. Yes, of course. Would you like me to arrange the report into PowerPoint slides? 24. Claire. That would be great. Use the company template. You'll find it in the template folder. 25. Ingrid. Okay, no problem. She leaves and goes back to her office. Emma is waiting for her. 26. Emma. Where have you been? Skiving already? Fielding has been on the warpath, wondering where you are. 27. Ingrid. No, Miss Hillman wanted to see me. 28. Emma. Really? What did she want? Bit scary, isn't she? 29. Ingrid. She just wanted to welcome me to the company. You know, that sort of thing. She wants me to type up the report in PowerPoint. Where can I find the template folder? 30. Emma. Here, look. Open up documents and double-click on the PP10 folder. Lucky you. That's a much better job than data entry. She must like you. 31. Ingrid. I doubt it. Anyway, I'd better get to it. 32. Fielding enters. 33. Fielding. Ingrid, are you still jabbering? Miss Hillman wants that report now. 34. Ingrid. But she just said... 35. Fielding. I wouldn't want to be in your shoes if you keep her waiting any longer. Where is it? Haven't you even finished it yet? You're hopeless. 36. Ingrid, angrily. No, I haven't finished it. I just spoke to Miss Hillman myself, and she wants it converted to PowerPoint, which I am in the process of doing now. 37. Fielding, taken aback. She asked you to do that, but that's usually my job. Right. Well, make sure you do a good job of it, that's all. Muttering as he leaves the room. Let's hope you can spell better than you dress. 38. There is a shocked silence. 39. Emma, smirking. Wow, he seems to have taken to you. 40. Ingrid, shaking with anger. Please just be quiet and just let me get on with it. 41. Emma, all right, blimey, keep your hair on. 42. Why is Fielding being so aggressive with Ingrid? Will she live to find out? Watch this space.